Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
I'm Ashley and Greg Barnes with you from Inside Carolina. And Greg, Carolina hosts Virginia on Saturday. North Carolina has struggled to find wins this season. There's maybe only one or possibly two more on the schedule from here on, Virginia being one of them. Your take on the importance of Carolina getting this win on Saturday.
Yeah, Tommy, in North Carolina, if you're looking at betting lines, they are an underdog at home yet again to Virginia this weekend. They will likely be an underdog for every remaining game outside of the Western Carolina game. Of course, Catamounts are an FCS program. And so North Carolina needs to take advantage of these opportunities. You know, a team like Virginia, who North Carolina expected to be better than coming into the season, I think we all felt that. The Cavaliers are a three-point favorite. But North Carolina, if they play to their potential and they are able to get some offense going, they can beat the Cavaliers. And I think it's critical because if you look at kind of historically, North Carolina has only had three teams to lose 10 games or more. And John Bunning, his 2-10 team in 2003 was the last one to do it. So there's a big difference, I think, in perception between 2-10 and maybe 4-8, in which North Carolina was competitive in some of the other games. So I think that's a critical situation for Larry Fedora. The closer you can get to 500, the better. It kind of keeps the fan base engaged. If you get to 2-10, it's a complete wash. And I think then you start to have some detractors pop up, even though that's going to happen regardless, but makes it even more so.
Mack Brown, of course, 1-10 in each of his first two seasons, 88 and 89. Mack cleaned house and sacrificed wins for culture change, and we see how that turned out. North Carolina and Virginia in Kenan Stadium at 3:30 on Saturday.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.